You're listening to Radio TAB across Tasmania, South Australia, the Northern Territory and Queensland.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Tasmanian segment of the Greyhound Show. We had 11 races on the card in Hobart on Thursday night to tell us all about the card. Greg Fay, how are you, Greg?
I'm very good. Thanks, Shane.
Now, we've mentioned for a long time now on the show the tremendous season that Keith Nichols has enjoyed, and he started off the night with Smickles in race one.
Yes, Keith and Joan are still doing a marvellous job with the team. This is a litter that they bred themselves by the Australian Cup winner, St. Pierre, out of their good bitch, Tricky Violet. And Smickles sort of pulled the best run he's put in so far by not only jumping clearly to the front, but he won by a cricket pitch and he ran 26.17, which was, you know, brilliant on the night. He's obviously a dog of some promise and he'll go round in the Breeders this week with a big chance.
Race number two on the card, A Strange Affair.
A very strange affair. Winkley Tip was the recipient of just minding his own business, I think you could say. Unfortunately, Half Century was well clear turning for home and had the race shot to pieces and got distracted for whatever reason. The stewards didn't miss it. Winkley Tip snuck through whilst all of that was going on and won running away. He's a talented dog, Winkley Tip, but he needs to tidy up those starts. He's not a very good beginner.
Now, speaking of talented, J and A flying of late for Margaret Rosendale.
We spoke about that last week, didn't we? And I think he pulled even a career-best run on top of that this week because Fritzen, a recent winner in 1956 over this trip, jumped in front. And whilst J and A was always going to be able to rail underneath him, I didn't think he could run him down so easily as he did. And ran 1953, very impressive. And King Nitro, terrific run to run second after jumping near the rear in a 340-metre race.
And the greyhound that impressed you through the maiden series at Devonport, Lily May Brave for Alan Clark.
Yes, Joe Pringalone now with Alan Clark. It was her first run at Hobart. She gave the leader, Raz Simpson, two or three lengths start. And he ran well, but she nailed him right on the line. And the 26.43 for both of them was good.
First leg of the quaddy, Midori Nitro at pretty juicy odds for Gary Johnson.
Yeah, big odds, and rightly so, really. It hadn't done very much. The favourites in that race all got tangled up early. Miss Pisces and collided with Baron Impact, and Beaver Birchall was also the recipient of all of that. Meanwhile, Midori Nitro and Winkley Sand raced away with a big lead. Winkley Sand got the better of Midori Nitro before the home turn, but she came again to run him down, so it was a good effort.
And Robin Stocks are winning double with a couple of outsiders, Bronte's Bolt and also Oh So Amazing.
Robin Stocks has had a fair bit of bad luck lately, and if ever there was a deserved double, that was it. And Bronte's Bolt has been knocking on the door. He wasn't really that much of a roughie either. He probably paid well over the odds at $8. Very good run in his career best of 26.26, that was no fluke and he will win again.
And That Was Then just keeps on winning for Gaylene Townsend.
If you took the Quinella That Was Then and Clubfoot every time they were in together, you'd collect a lot of times, wouldn't you? She came out like she was shanghaied out of the boxes and was three in front before they went 50 yards. I think the judge already had the number in the frame ready to just put it up because she had that big lead up. Clubfoot was brave as always, running on well for second, but she's a star, and with the Gold Cup starting next week, she'd have to be one of the early favourites.
And with number eight in the frame from the previous race, they could have left it there because Kinloch's Fury showed dazzling early speed for Eileen Thomas.
And I'm pretty sure Ian and Eileen must have been in the kennels with Kinloch's Fury and just said, watch the eight dog in the previous, because she came out nearly as quickly as That Was Then. And again, the race was dead and buried after 50 yards. Despicable Craig and Silver Pierre, you know, both ran pretty well to run second, but they were four and a half lengths in arrears.
And it was the Brendan Purcell runner, Despicable Lee, who took out the ninth.
And hasn't she been racing well? She was terrific last week. This week, Nui's Lad crossed Night Tremors. Well, Night Tremors actually only began about fourth, and he kicked up with Despicable Lee to be the challenger for Nui's Lad. But once they turned for home, she peeled off their back and just finished the stronger to win in the same time as the previous race, 26.43.
So three box eights in a row. The run didn't continue in race number 10. Punters were knocked out with Mary Mania winning it. And again, a big performance for Carol Nash, the owner, who's had a great run of late, this time with Lyndon Nichols.
Yes, she has. And Lyndon doesn't venture to Hobart too often. Mary Mania has only had a handful of starts and hasn't run a place. She she jumped in front. I'm pretty sure she hasn't even seen Hobart, and she jumped in front and probably led three or four lengths at one stage, held on to win by a neck, 26.87, and I think you need to temper all the excitement by the fact that I think that field had 111 starts without a win before Thursday night, but she did win in good style, and let's hope it's the, you know, the first of many to come.
Then we mentioned Oh So Amazing, so that winds up the card in Hobart. What about a greyhound for us to follow for the next couple of weeks?
Well, from Devonport last week, Bill Witherden's Loch Leven was narrowly beaten in a real stirring go behind Arnhem Rogue, and being out of Patsy Ann, I think he'll be a pretty smart dog.
Okay, so Loch Leven, the greyhound to follow. Thanks for your efforts today, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
This is Radio TAB.
Exciting card of greyhound racing coming up tomorrow night in Launceston to tip us all the winners. Rick Puccinelli, how are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Now, have a look at this first leg. Dixie Lane's been in flying form up until its last start effort at Devonport.
Yeah, Shane, and look, you just forgive its run at Devonport. It got a check shortly after the start and was never in the race. And look, I think it's got to be clear on top pick. Seven on top, Dixie Lane. One, Pedro's Vineyard, been placed 9 out of 10 on this 600-metre circuit. It's come up with box one. Got to include, I think, number 5, Bailey's Comet's absolutely flying at the moment. Box 5's probably not a great help, but you've got to include in everything that you play. And a dog that might be fair odds that will be running home very strongly in his well-drawn number 8, Midnight Bird. I think they're the way to go. 7, 1, 5 and 8.
In the second leg, Lily Set's come up with a red rug. Looks something special.
Yeah, Shane, I think you can nearly go one out in the quaddie here. I think it'll win and win easy, and I think it'll pay about $1.30 or $1.40 and just win. So one clearly on top. If you want to go wider, Miss Cheng Yao was impressive last week running down Winburn Charm. And Winburn Charm's a pretty fair, strong greyhound, so the effort was very good by Miss Cheng Yao. 2, Buckle Up Omnum's going super at the moment. You've got to put him in for third. And number 4, To Be True, a must for trifecta players because it definitely needs a fence. One a good thing. 3, 2 and 4.
Now, usually when you're that confident, you also give me the time that they're going to run, so
29.92.
Let's write that down, 29.92. Third leg, She's All Class, wonderful win last time.
Yeah, Shane, you know, in very windy conditions, to run 30.11 and record best of the night, probably a fair effort. So I wouldn't be, you know, taking any notice of the 30.11, just put it down as a fitness run and a good win. 7 on top. I think Wee Fire will give it a run for its money early. It's got very good speed. And look, it missed the start. Very uncharacteristic last Monday night. It missed the start. From box 8, I don't think it'll be missing the start. So I think it's clear second pick. Put in number 5, Red Nitro. Well, actually, can I change and put him in, delete him, because he got a holiday in Hobart on Thursday night. So we'll put in number 6, Part-Time Pete. And we'll put in number 2, Ultra White. 7, 8.
6 and 2.
2 and 6.
That's it. 7, 8, 2, 6. Right, yep. Up. We'll go that way. And in the last leg, well, Classic Joel's going for 3 in a row.
Yeah, going very good, Shane. And look, I've put it on top. I don't think it's the best dog in the race. I've got no doubt that number 5, Star Chamber, is the best dog in the race. But he's got a tendency to be last out of the boxes and last off the mat. He's got a big motor Star Chamber, but Classic Joel's just got good habits. I think it's the way to go. 6 on top, 5 to run second Star Chamber, 7 Kenny's Cruise, and 8 Gladys Grice. I think they're the main 4. 6, 5, 7 and 8.
So that makes the quaddie in the first leg 7, 1, 5, 8. In the second leg it's 1, 3, 2, 4. Third leg 7, 8, 2, 6. And in the last leg 6, 5, 7 and 8. What's your best?
After we get the quaddie, Shane, at Launceston. Look, I was taken with a greyhound called Go Mini Go. Recorded 16.08, ran good splits, and look, it was in the market its first two starts, and then come out and won at $13. So I hope someone got some money there somewhere, because, as I said, it was in the market its first two, but if it runs 16.08, it will be winning this race. Race 9, number 4, Go Mini Go.
Then we head to Devonport on Wednesday. Don't go Tuesday. You'll be a day early with Melbourne Cup Day. The meeting is on Wednesday. The first race is at 3.07. Looks a good card with the semi-finals of the Breeders' Classic. The first leg is race number 5.
Shane was taken with a greyhound called Rory Mack. One owned by Ricky Ponting. Its win recording 25.46 I thought was very good. And look, it beat a dog called Dark Vito very, very handsomely by 7.5 lengths. Might be a pretty handy type, but it's had two starts and was in the market to some degree, but just from box two, I think it might be the way to go. Three Brother Jake's got very good speed, didn't mind its run in Hobart on Thursday night, put it in for second. Seven Black Sienna, 25.74, did have the red box going out to box seven. I put it in for third, and I put in Dark Vito for fourth. 2, 3, 7, and 4.
A couple of smart winners in the heats in the second leg of the quaddy.
Yeah, Shane, you've got to be taken with a dog called Buckle Up Fletch. He's got a lot of experience on his side, considering he's had 22 starts for 8 wins and 5 minor placings. He's sort of like thrown into a race like this, and he's clearly my on-top pick. I didn't mind the run of a dog called Elite Enfield. Its win in 25.92, beating Raz Simpson, I thought was very good. He finds the lines good. He's got good mid-race speed. He'll definitely be in the firing line for a long way. 4 Silver Pierre had no luck at all at Hobart on Thursday night. Thought of that was third pick. And I put in number 7, Lovely Banks. Another greyhound on Thursday night that had no luck at all. I would prefer it to be drawn closer to the fence. That's why I've made it my fourth pick. 3, 2, 4, 7.
In the third leg, the leading chances look to be drawn inside.
Yeah, Shane, my quaddy will evolve around only 2 runners, and I refer to 1 Real Caution and 2 Winburn Loco. I think one of the 2 will win. I don't think there's much between them. I've just gone with the draw, 1 to beat 2, a long way back to 7 Get Up Alvin and 8 Blue Slugger, but clearly 1 and 2, a long way back to 7 and 8.
And that may be the case again in the next leg.
It may well, Shane. Again, my on-top 2 picks are number 1 Sound Effort. Now, was having its first run for just on a bit over a month, and it just got a little bit tired towards the end of the race. Box 1, I can just see it zooming to the lead, and if that's the case, it might take a bit of beating, number 1 Sound Effort. Don't mind number 2 Red Fang as a greyhound. He's got a bit of push in him. He runs a little bit off the track, but he's got plenty of desire, and I think he's clearly the main danger. I thought number 4, Swinging Hammer, a real grinding type of a greyhound that could run into a place, I put in for third. And I put in number 7, Thermal Expanse. When I play my trifectas in this race, I'll be definitely throwing him in for third. Clearly, number 7, Thermal Expanse, even though his form doesn't read anything flash. 1, 2, 4, 7.
Makes the quaddy at Devonport on Wednesday afternoon. Don't forget, in the first leg, 2, 3, 7, 4. Second leg, 3, 2, 4, 7. Third leg, 1 and 2. Clearly ahead of the 7 and the 8. And then in the last leg, 1, 2, 4, 7. Have you got a best at Devonport?
Shane, race 10, number 8, Lock Roman. Paul Hilly's got a very, very smart little bitch here. She's only had the 4 starts for 2 wins and a minor placing. She won at Launceston in 30.24, and considering the best of the night was 30.11, she zoomed to the front from box 1. I can see her zooming down the outside from box 8. I think she'll win and win easy, and she'll probably start around the $1.50, $1.60 price, and I reckon that's good value. Race 10, number 8, Lock Roman.
Little Fisher Sweet, good luck with those selections.
Thanks, Shane.
And we look forward to your company again next Sunday.
Australia's racing radio service. This is Radio TAB.